first of all, tell us what you'd like to clarify and let everybody hear it.
Sure. Well, I think I called you earlier. I think that I saw in your reporting, maybe it was this morning, that you had mentioned that in the discussion during the police academy, that we had made it specific that there wasn't an opportunity to fund, that we would wait to fund the academy or make a decision until post-September. And I think that certainly needs to be clarified. I think that the council at any time can make a decision to fund the academy. And one of the things that I can't speak for the rest of the committee, but I can surely speak for myself. On February 14th, the full council will be hearing the recommendation from the Public Safety Committee to, and that's been submitted already, to hear a discussion, and we'll have debate, of course, about a multi-year police academy plan. That'll happen February 14th, and then our expectation, if that passes, of course, is that in March, when we're expected to have this full report from our financial director and city management about the status of a variety of budget items, including pension reform and how that's going, oil revenue, and other financial matters, that we would also get presented a multi-year police academy plan. Now, that plan could be a variety of things. That plan, city management certainly could come back, as I think you've talked, and could say we'd like to start an academy class in FY13. Obviously, that could be as early as October, as late as an entire fiscal year. City management could also come back and say, we can start an academy right away. Or vice versa, the council could ask, and I certainly will be asking on the 14th to our city manager, that when he brings back the plan, I'd like to see what some alternatives are. So what is this plan going to look like? But can we also see what would it look like if we started in a class, if we started a class sooner than October per se, so in FY12? And what the implications would be for our budget? So I think that there's a lot of options. I think that everyone agrees that the sooner we can get an academy class, the better. And we certainly need more police officers. There's no question about it. We just want to do it in a fiscally responsible way.
Well, back in November of 2010, you said, and we played it back this morning, that when after Police Chief McDonnell, practically newly hired at the time, talked about police numbers, you said that the city was facing was a crisis, and that to delay matters further would just wind up costing more. That's a paraphrase, but everybody heard the words. Why didn't you report to the council that it was a crisis in 2011, and why did you vote in September 2011 not to fund a replenishment police academy class?
Well, there's no question that back in 2010 and today, we still need more police officers, and I think that is certainly we're at a point where, we are. There's a lot of things happening that are converging into a difficult situation for the city. You have the economy, you have happening with release of state prisoners, and so forth. I believe then, and I believe now, that we need more police officers. There is no question about that. But I also think we have fiscal realities, and we were dealing with in 2010 with some major budget challenges, and we still are, quite frankly. And so we made decisions, which I think were fiscally prudent decisions, to work on achieving pension reform, which the mayor was very involved in, and which we were able to accomplish, with passing a budget that didn't lay off any police officers or firefighters, and that was able to stabilize and provide adequate services for the city. And so now we're in a position where we've achieved pension reform. We have, obviously, a balanced budget, and it's time to look forward and get more cops. And the reality is that, attrition is going to be a big problem for us, so the sooner that we can do this, the better. But we have to do it with the money that we have.
All right. Well, the city management's already indicated, Braden Phillips said at the most recent meeting just this past week, that the budget book management put out forecast a $14 million budget over the next few years. And he also said on the PowerPoint presentation that I have here, I didn't put it up, but I have the PowerPoint in front of me. One of the bullet points was an academy plan must be developed in the context of the budget process. And it sounded like Councilman Johnson was very insistent that police be weighed against other things. That's my paraphrase, but you agreed and acquiesced to his friendly amendment to add that onto what you were asking about.
Okay, but I guess then you'd have to ask Mr. Johnson directly what he meant by that. But
no, but you agreed to it. Wait. You agreed to it. So you must know what he meant.
Let me finish.
All right.
So what I was saying is that what Mr. Johnson, I don't have it right in front of me, but what Mr. Johnson, I believe, said is that we have these discussions within the parameters of our budget discussions.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
I don't think he was per se referring to the FY13 budget per se or any budget, but within the parameters of our budget.
Yeah, he did indeed, because he said in there, he said we should have the discussions over the summer. I thought it was pretty clear. I guess we can both listen to the recording, but what did you think he meant, and what did you think you agreed to by acquiescing to it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's, acquiescing. I think in general, what I agreed to, I think what Mr. Johnson, again, you'd have to ask Mr. Johnson, and hopefully you can ask him directly. The way I interpret it is that Mr. Johnson wanted to ensure that we had discussions about the police academy within the parameters of the budget, that we're also looking at all other aspects of the budget. And what you said a minute earlier, that we should weigh police with other items, I think that's correct. I think you always do that. We always are going to weigh any budgetary item with other items. Because if let's say the council decided to fund an academy in the course of the next few months within the FY12 budget, that has a huge implication on the rest of the budget. Or if it funded it in FY13, it's still going to have a major implication. So we're going to have to look at it within the context of the greater budget. There's no question. But just to be very clear, Bill, I mentioned this in the email I sent you earlier, the council could fund an academy at any time. And I think that to say that we want to wait till September, that's not correct.
Why didn't you support? Why didn't you support Councilwoman Chipsky's motion to? In fact, you didn't second it to do something right away. Why are you? Why are you putting things off until management tells you what it thinks it can do? Aren't you the deciding body?
Absolutely, the deciding body. At the end of the day, though, in my discussions with both the chief and city management, in March we're going to be receiving a major financial update on a series of items. One, on the impact of our pension reform agreements. Two, on the status of our budget and how we're doing as far as our financials are concerned. And three, we're talking about projections, including oil projections. And so those things that we're receiving in March are going to be extremely important for any major financial decision that we make, I think, as a body. And so I think the responsible thing to do is to get that information before we make any next major financial decision. And there's no question that the police academy is a huge decision, and one that not only costs money and well spent money when you implement the actual academy, but then of course the cost of ensuring that our officers are well taken care of and are being supported every single year after year. So that's the ongoing cost.
It costs a fraction of the accrued oil revenue that you had last year, and probably a fraction of what it's going to have this year. I understand there are other factors involved, but after you said in November 2010 it was a crisis then, I guess just as a taxpayer, I don't understand why it didn't come up as a crisis in 2011, and how the police chief's recommendation, his hope that they would have a police replenishment academy class in place now, was just simply brushed aside, because we don't have one now.
Yeah, I don't know that it was brushed aside, but I think that there was a lot of discussion about it. And I think that we are in a very, very difficult fiscal reality in the city. Well, obviously everywhere, not just our city, but everywhere. And I think that our police and our firefighters have done an incredible job with the resources that we've had available. And I think that the fact that we were able to get through the pension reform is going to make a huge difference moving forward when you look at the ongoing costs of running those departments.
Well, wait a minute.
I
know, but POA President James said that would be in out years. You acknowledge that, right?
I'm sorry.
The president of the Police Officers Association said that those pension reforms would probably bring benefits in out years, but not right away. And he said from the podium, he says he doesn't know why what is going to change in the next few months. If you're in favor of funding an academy class, why not just do it?
Well, I think that we have to be, I think that everybody wants to fund our police academy class. The question is what does our budget look like? Mm-hmm. And regardless of, and I think Mr. James is correct, I mean, the real impact is going to come in years down the line. But we're also budgeting now our budgets in a multi-year process. We're not just looking at 1 year. So in March, we're not just going to be discussing the FY, the next year's budget, but we're going to be looking at, beyond that. We're going to be looking at FY14, talking about FY15. And so I think that we need to take a long view, because we're not in a kind of fiscal mess, and particularly one that we have to dig ourselves out of, which was the case certainly a few years ago.
So just to be clear on this, what do you propose doing in March if city management says they are still continuing to forecast deficits? What will you tell them?
What you're saying on specifically to the police academy, if they come in March and say we're still going to have deficits?
Right. If management reports in March, and there's every indication they will, because when you asked financial management director Gross about this, he indicated that there would be deficits for the next few years.
Correct.
He said that. He actually said it in public. So faced with
correct.
That, what do you propose that the council do in March? He said that already.
No, you absolutely. Well, we're gonna continue to have deficits. There's no question about it. I'd be surprised if that wasn't the case. Well, we're gonna have to make some decisions. I mean, that's what we're gonna do. But it's not just the deficit numbers that we're gonna get. We're gonna be getting a whole bunch of other figures, as well as the multi-year projections on like I mentioned, on oil, on pension reform, and on deficits and what the budget looks like. And so just because we have deficits, we've had deficits in over the last few years. And every time we've had deficits, we've still had to make budgetary decisions.
Right.
And we've still had to decide what to fund and what not to fund.
So I'm trying to nail you down on what your decision is, how much you prioritize this. I'm trying to nail you down on it.
Got it. No, I understand. You're being a good reporter. But Bill, like I said before, I think that having an academy is certainly at the top of the list as we're looking at what we need to do and what we need to do next. But we need to look at that within the context of how much money we have. And so what we're going to get in March is a full budget report. And so would I like to have to be able to fund a police academy tomorrow? Absolutely. But we've got to make sure if we were to do that, then what are we going to cut?
All right. Do you propose that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was going to. So what do you propose?
I've just got like a minute or so left.
All right. That's fine. Do you propose that the council actually take some budget actions for fiscal year 13 in March?
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, you're going to get a report from management in March about
correct.
What the budget is. The budget is normally adopted in September.
Correct.
We said that the decision is effectively going to be put off until September, so I'm asking you now, do you propose to take some action, some budgeted action, on a police academy in March? Yes or no?
We could. Absolutely.
I'm asking you if you...
I can't answer that until we get the budget report. But what I'm saying is that could the council take an action as far as, let's say, adopting a plan that includes a police academy for X number of years, or that includes a police academy for whether it's 12 or whether it starts in 13? Absolutely, we could do that.
You acknowledge it's a non-binding plan outside of the budget process, right? It's just a plan, and City Hall's plans on police have not held up, correct?
Correct. I mean, everything is non-binding, Bill. I mean, the council could change any ordinance on any Tuesday, could change the budget on any Tuesday. There's very few things, as you know, that the council can't go in and make a decision on and change them and change something.
Okay, look, I know you're pressed for time. If there's anything you'd like to add beyond this, you can either call us or email us. We'll put it up. We'll add this right away. We appreciate your contacting us, and we'll make sure this gets out.
No, I just want to just end with one thing, though. Well, first, I do want to thank you because you did come cover the meeting. You're making it available. It's important. It's an important debate. It's a serious debate, and you have been covering it and trying to get all perspectives. So I do want to thank you for doing that and making it available to all your readers. And second, I just want to emphasize that I hope that in March we'll have a full debate with a plan or alternatives to different plans that hopefully management can present to allow us to make a good decision about funding an academy as soon as possible. Do I hope that that's in FY12? Absolutely. But we're going to have to see what happens, obviously, with where we're at with fiscal and with the money. So thank you, Bill, for for covering this, and have a good